Blog Talk Radio.
For those
those of you who may wish to participate in our discussion today, you're welcome to call in at 347-989-0855. That's 347-989-0855. Or you can hit us up with a message at Hiram1555@yahoo.com. That's Hiram1555@yahoo.com. As always, we'd like to thank you for giving us another hour of your day and another day of your time. We'd like to thank the thousands of you who listen live from around the globe and the thousands of you who will download us later from all of our affiliate sites. Be it Hiram1555.tumblr.com, Twitter.com/Hiram1555, Facebook.com/Hiram1555, BlogTalkRadio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly TrumpetOfTruth.wordpress.com and also formerly SalamJonah.com and SalamJonah.org, which is now the Hiram1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. Again, my beloved family, let me say to you all, I love you. Assalamu alaikum. And welcome to another edition of the most powerful platform for truth anywhere, bar none, on the web. This is your platform for black liberation, black education, and black empowerment. This is the Star and Crescent Report. And our show today is titled, The World According to Yaqub is Folding Up. Now, for those of you who are listening and see a strain in my voice, I'm not sick. It's this pollen in the air and my sinuses and whatever like this. But I am tired because I have yet to get over 4 hours of sleep per day for the last two or three weeks. So I am kind of tired. But we keep going and we keep pushing and we keep it real and we keep going with this truth because we're at a breaking point in the global architecture of Yaqub. We're at the breaking point. And everything that you see now is showing you that they cannot keep their world going. Now, I was going to start off with some economics, but I'm going to start off with some geopolitics. And then we'll tie it into the economics. And we'll show you how this corresponds directly to prophecy. But before I do that, I want to read something to you that goes hand in hand with the show. The name of the show is titled, The World According to Yaqub is Folding Up. Now, why would I do a show with that name? Because we know that the white world, this global order under Britain and America, is under tremendous strain, a tremendous burden to keep it going. And in their desperation, they're trying everything. The things that they used to do that were successful are no longer successful. They're taken as provocations around the world. The policies that they used to institute that would give them a little more time no longer works. Why? Because we're in that span of time, that 60 to not exceed 70-year grace period of Yaqub's made man and his world. We're at the crossroads of change. So Messenger Muhammad gives us an idea of what this is in Fall of America, and I'm going to read this to you. And you're going to listen. The chapter is chapter 38, and the title is called The Fall of America Foretold. Separation is the answer. Now, Muhammad writes, and he quotes in the first part of it, he quotes the Holy Quran, chapter 81, verses 6, 7, and 12. He says, and when the cities are set on fire, and when men are united, and when the hell is kindled, and he put that up there in bold letters for you to just ponder over, because this has something to do with what we're seeing today. And he follows that up with this. The folding up is the title taken from the first verse of that chapter, in which the above verses are found. When the sun is folded up, symbolically prophesies the folding up of a recorded work. I want you to listen closely to what I'm saying. When the sun is folded up, and it's in the Holy Quran, chapter 81, verse 1, symbolically prophesies the folding up of a recorded work. A record of what people have done as its use will no longer be necessary. This chapter refers to what takes place in the resurrection. All right? Stop right there for a minute. So what we're watching, when we're seeing the desperation in the economic markets, when we're seeing the provocations against Iran and Syria and Russia, all this has to do directly with your resurrection. See, this is what I've been trying to tell you for the longest. Because the order of Yaqub, the global architecture of Yaqub, is folding up the recorded work that was given to them to do for 6,000 years. We are folding that time, that period, or that vacuum in our history up. Because it is no longer necessary for them to exist. It is no longer necessary for this world to continue. It has served its purpose of trying the original black people of the planet Earth. And we have found it 100% dissatisfactory. We are dissatisfied in everything, in every way, with this global architecture, with the haves and the haves not, the wars, the policies, the division, the confusion, right? This is at a folding up level. And Muhammad goes on, he says, one party is recorded as a beginning, while the other party is discontinued. We see this clearly being made manifest today. So, what is he talking about when he says one party is recorded as a beginning? He's talking about you. See, you've never had a beginning in this last 6,000 years of starting something totally independent of the mindset of Yaqub. Because you have been under the burden, under the atmosphere of that which is totally and diametrically opposed to your nature, the natural order of things, everything that God puts out here, this white man tries to improve on. And then you find out later on, he'll tell you, oh, this is better than that, and this is better than that. And then you find out in a few years, you were just lied to and commercialized on. Is that not right? What about that soy fad he had going on? And you even had Muslims. I'm going to get this soy, and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad warned you about that. You ignored him, right? And now the devil comes right back and says, well, it really destroys your stomach. The proteins in it is good, but it really destroys your stomach. It really destroys this and that. This is what that white man, he'll lie to you because that is his nature, and you cannot be mad at him for what nature puts in him to do. You should be mad at yourself for being a victim of his cunning and his tricknology. Is that not right? We're talking about the world according to Yaqub, because what we're looking at now is the folding up of their world. Man, I need to talk to y'all. I need to talk to y'all today. So, and I hope this devil allows this show to continue without any hiccups and without any speed bumps, because I know he likes to knock us off the air. And if you get knocked off the air, call back in. If you get knocked off, your URL log back in. If I get knocked off and you can no longer hear me, you stay on your computers, your MP3 players, your phones, and whatever else of the technology that they have today to listen to the show. And it may take me a minute or two or even up to 5 minutes to get back on the air. I want to put that out there right now because we're going to do this show. Black man and black woman. As the show was going on, I was thinking over a few things of what was going on with this situation in China, with China and America. I was thinking about the situation that's going on in the Middle East. I was thinking about this situation in Europe. And it's amazing that most people are not even talking about this. I'm talking about Muslims. I'm talking about these so-called learned ones, these so-called conscious ones. Cannot see that all of that stuff has a direct bearing on your world, on your resurrection, your redemption. What did Muhammad say again? He says, when the sun is folded up, symbolically prophesies the folding up of a recorded work, a record of what people have done, as its use will no longer be necessary. This chapter refers to what takes place in the resurrection. So we're not just talking about on a spiritual level, which is, well, we are, but we're talking about also on an economic level, on a political level, on a geopolitical level, on an industrialized level. Do you not see that the Western world is desperate? You cannot see this in their policies? Why do you think Britain conjured up this chemical poisoning? Notice they were doing that in Syria, but it wasn't working. So when it wasn't working, so they had to, I would say, poo on Syria's sponsor, which is Russia, so that they can be, they can take the credibility away from Russia. And then they can go in and try to remove Assad so that they can impose pipelines, so that they can reroute the gas pipelines and the geo. harm Russia, harm Iran, harm Syria. Break the backs of that. They're trying to beat prophecy, black man and black woman, because if you read a lot, see, listen to me. Let me show you something. Show you how this has to do with prophecy. If you reroute the pipeline and you secure the oil and the gas lines over there, and the gas fields and the oil fields over there, which American bases are now stealing, illegal bases are now stealing the oil and the gas in Syria, right? That's why they are in these little small cantons around Syria. If you do that, you can pipe oil and gas up through Turkey, up through Greece, and up into Europe, which means that where Russia has got the bulk of its financial power, you know, by selling oil and gas to Europe, they can now sanction Russia openly with huge detrimental sanctions to break the back of the Russian Federation and break the back of his military and him Russia in to prevent the prophetic words of the prophets when Russia and America will tango. This is what is going on. This is what they're trying to do. And remember, if they don't fight, you don't get free. This is what they're doing over in Asia. If China and America doesn't fight, you don't get free. If the Middle East and North African region does not explode, then you don't get free. Can you not see these things? You not see prophecy unfolding right before your eyes? And everything that you see going on over there is for your benefit over here. We got to take the blinders off. So let's go to to show you how this is connected. Let's go to Fall of America again. It's in my head. Give me this. 144. Let's go to 144, 145. Okay? Now, what is this chapter anyway? Chapter 33. It's called Modern Babylon is Falling. All right? So, on page 144, we'll start off on 143 at the bottom of, at the bottom of 144 to go 145. I want you to listen closely to this and listen whose names are mentioned here, okay? And then you'll see what's going on the international scale, on the international arena, and then you can understand why this is taking place, because they're trying to prevent you from getting free by doing what they're doing over there, okay? Listen to what Muhammad says. In ancient Babylon, according to history, during the reign of Nebuchadnezzar and Belshazzar, the Jews suffered under the ruthless law of these two kings against the Jewish God, religion, and people. These two rulers of ancient Babylon disrespected everything regarding the sacred religion and worship of Jehovah by the Jews. They took Jerusalem and captured the nobles of Israel. They raided and sacked the city and the Jews' house of worship. They made mockery and shambles of all that stood for Jehovah and the Jews. They made mockery of the prophets and the sacred vessels that God had King Solomon make and put in the house of worship of the Jews so that they should be sacred. I want you to pay close attention. This is not the part that I'm getting to, but I want to read it in this context so that you can understand. Okay? He goes further and says, Nebuchadnezzar and his nephew or grandson, according to some historians, Belshazzar, gave the Jews no honor and no respect whatsoever. Sounds familiar here in America, right? You get no respect. You like Rodney Dangerfield over here. You get no respect from the law enforcement, from the government officials, from any of them, do you? What did they tell you? Shut up and dance. Shut up and play ball, right? Don't get into politics. Don't tell us what to do. Is that not right? Listen what it says. Under both of their reigns, God made an example of them to serve as an example of a future people's opposition and disrespect of God and his people. Master Farad Muhammad, who is Allah in person, wants to make it clear, not cloudy, not hazy, not foggy. He wants to make it clear that he has chosen the American so-called Negroes to be his people. The truth that he gave to them and they themselves are the sacred before his, are sacred before his eyes and the world of the righteous. Showing disrespect to God and his people is inviting the punishment and doom of God. Now stop right there, because now we're getting to where I don't need to be at. But since I read that, the abuse, the long sentences, the fake justice, they make you believe that you're going to get justice, right? And then they have the public defenders having lunch with the prosecutors. And then the prosecutors and the public defender go out for and the woman in the muck and in the mire, and you cannot afford this. You understand? This is a mockery before the world. But Muhammad says, showing disrespect to God and his people, he's already laid out who his people were, is inviting the punishment and doom of God. So all that you see going on with the import, America exporting her industry over there to make a buck, America now suffering at home with the jobs, the part-time jobs, and the closing down of business after business, this is divine retribution for the way she's treating us. When you look at the nations challenging American authority and power, that's divine retribution to the way she treats you. All that you see going on is in retribution to the way she has treated you and has put you as a mockery before the world. You understand me? So Muhammad goes further and says, a careful observer or seeker of the truth of the time and history being made in these times can easily see how well the history of ancient Babylon, the history of ancient Babylon, its rulers, and its peoples fit in with the histories of the rulers and peoples of America and England. You see this? So go into the history of Babylon and see what Babylon was doing, right? And then you can do a comparative analysis and look at what England and America is doing, because they tried to stave off death also. But you can't stave off what God has ordained. So if you're not in tune with God's word, in tune with scripture, this gets over your head. You can know it. You can recite scripture beautifully. You can memorize it. But memorization does not equal knowledge or knowing of this thing, because there's levels to this. You understand? We're talking about the world according to Yaqub is folding up. Muhammad goes further and says, America's enslavement of the so-called Negro and England's enslavement of people fits so completely with the history of ancient Babylon that it cannot be denied that the ancient history of the Babylonian Empire and people was prototypical of America. So he does a comparative analysis with Babylon, England, and America. Does he not? Now, how does this tie in with what's going on with Russia? We just started explaining some of this. But if we flip over to, I think it's 87, page 87, it'll become even clearer. 87. Now, all of this is right off the cuff because I wanted to start off with economics. But we go back to the decline of the dollar. And remember, the sterling pound is tied to the dollar. So even though the sterling pound at times may be worth more than the dollar, you have to understand that these two, not only these two societies and these two governments are tied together, but the financial institutions of both are so intertwined that it is almost impossible to get to one without getting to the other. That's why you have the London Gold Exchange and Stock Exchange tied to the New York Gold and Stock Exchange, two of the most criminal enterprises ever on the face of planet Earth, working hand in hand. And they are called the center of the financial world, these two areas, the most corrupt, and are called the centers of the financial world. So if these two are the most corrupt, and they are the center of the financial order, and God comes to establish justice, guess what must happen to these two financial orders or financial centers? They must be uprooted and destroyed. And to do that means the destruction of their financial power and their ability to influence events politically and geopolitically around the globe, which means the overturning of the order of the white man. So Muhammad says, and I'm going to read this to you. I've read it dozens of times, but I'm going to read it to you, and it has more importance right now, especially what's going on between Russia and Great Britain. Don't think that this is being done out of the norm. Okay? This is a work to try to put pressure on all of those who are opposing America and Britain and NATO's, the North Atlantic Terrorist Organization's plans to continue the domination of the world financially and militarily. And so desperation is seeping into the hearts and into the minds of the rulers of the West. Even that old, let me calm down, I won't call it that. That old woman, Queen Elizabeth, talks about Russia. She makes an apocalyptic speech about tensions with Russia. Man, this woman is crazy and a criminal too. And one day I might get on her too and talk about her criminality. Okay? But listen to what he says. The stronghold of the American government is falling to pieces. We already talked about what that stronghold is. It's the American dollar. He says, she has lost her prestige among the nations of the earth. One of the greatest powers of America was her dollar. And remember, we analyzed this, and Muhammad, even at the time, the dollar was, without question, the international reserve currency. But Muhammad spoke about it in past tense, meaning that it was a done deal. It was a done deal, as the Jesus said, when it said, Valley, didn't you say X, Y, and Z? We thought you were this and we thought you were that, right? Jesus said, I say that Elijah must come and has come. Meaning that it was in prophecy, so it's a done deal. Whether you see it or not, it is a done deal. Stick a fork in it. It's over. Right? So he says, one of her greatest powers was, past tense, her dollar. Now we're looking at it today, and we can see what he was saying yesteryear, right? Then he says, the loss of such power will bring any nation to weakness, for this is the medium of exchange between nations. What is the medium? The international reserve currency, the dollar. Right? That is what the nations use even when they didn't even use their own currency. When things got bad in their own nations, they all ran and flocked to the dollar. But that's not the case today, is that? But when he wrote this, he was telling you that that would no longer be the case. He goes further and says, the English pound and the American dollar have been the power and beckoning light of these two great powers. Stop right there. How does this have to do with Russia? What does this have to do with what's going on with Russia and England? Let's go back to this. The English pound, why would he get, he's talking about the fall of America. He's talking about the decline of the dollar. What the hell does this have to do with the pound? Listen to what he says. Out of nowhere, as he talks about the international reserve currency and how it was once the greatest power of America. Then he transitions and says, the English pound and the American dollar, so he ties both currencies together, have been the power and beckoning light of these two great powers. Stop right there. So now we got a hint. What is Russia, Iran, Syria, and China? What are they doing and what do they have in common that will cause a stir in Britain and a stir in America and try to get the so-called European nations to join on with it? You know what they're doing? Syria is no longer using dollars. Iran is no longer using dollars. China has started the yuan as an international accepted currency, and Russia has helped to push the yuan and also has moved the ruble off of the dollar standard, and they are all gathering gold. Which means that this is a downfall of the American dollar, and the British pound is tied to that. This is why Muhammad often, when he speaks of the daughters of Babylon, he often speaks of England and America, not just America. He ties the history together. And so now he's talking about a currency collapse, a currency crisis, and he ties the British pound and the American dollar together. So desperation has seeped in at the heart of the Western or the white world order. Do you understand? Elijah Muhammad was giving you this back then, but you were too stubborn and too dead to understand it. But time is justified in bringing it about so that you can see it with your own eyes and feel it in your own wallet and your pockets. And you have to admit that Elijah Muhammad told you and is telling you the truth. So he goes further and he says this. The English pound and the American dollar has been the power and beckoning light. Ooh, whoa! He's talking about, you know how a ship is out to sea, and it's foggy, and it's dark, and they have these lighthouses, these light towers, to guide them in, to make sure that they reach shore safely. This is what he's talking about in words, that whenever England and America got in trouble, they could use these two currencies, got their economies safely to shore. Even while there was torrential storms and rains welling on other economies. But because the system is corrupt and set up that way, they had a light to guide them to shore. But that light has dimmed now. And they are in, I would say, tsunami-type waters. And desperation has set in on the leadership of the West. You understand? See, brothers and sisters, this is where Allah leads this show. I was just checking the news, and I had to address this because I knew some people wanted this addressed. But I know they wanted to understand how did this tie in with prophecy and the salvation of the black man and woman, especially here in America first, then our brethren all around the world. So Muhammad Golden says, but when the world went off the gold and silver standard, the financial doom of England and America was sealed. See that? So even as America has been getting hit hard, right? And even as unemployment continues to rise, even though the writings and the statistics are manipulated to make you think that everything is right, and even though inflation continues to creep upwards, and they're manipulating the statistics to make it seem like everything is A-okay, America is suffering. She's hemorrhaging. She's dying. But this death is not confined to her borders, because England and America are one and the same. So when you see high employment here, you see it there. When you see crime and robbery here, you see it there. When you see irrational policies by governments here, you see it there. They're one and the same. So as the dollar has been taking hits, so too has the British sterling or the pound has been taking hits. So too has the English or the UK has been in turmoil as America's government is fixated on fooling the people. Even as there's a governmental collapse going on and a great divide that has engulfed the political system of America. If you look to England, the UK, what is happening about the Brexit and this and that? The same thing, the same order of the day is reigning in there because they're tied. They're one and the same, Muhammad says. And so as the dollar has been taking hits by China and Russia and Iran and the other nations, and America has tried to take a stand, she needs help. And her mother stands up, or her sister stands up, Britain, or the UK, or whatever the hell you want to call it today. Because she, too, is suffering from the same thing. She can no longer mask it. Because if the dollar falls, England falls also. You understand? So they're trying to put pressure on the people who are pressuring the dollar. All praise is due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Isn't that man 100% right? So he goes further and says this. But when the world went off the gold and silver standards, the financial doom of England and America was sealed. And we go to the next. But remember, I often tell you, why did he position England before America? If this is the fall of America, why didn't he say, but when the world went off the gold and silver standards, the financial doom of America and England? But he said England and America, right? Because he knows that America is still a colony in certain ways to her mother. And the New York Exchange is tied so close to her mother's exchange in London. And so one hiccup from one leads to the throwing up of both. Both of them are sick in the head and in the heart. You understand? So Muhammad says the pound has lost 50% of its value. America's dollar has lost everything now as a power backing for her currency, which was once bagged by gold for every $5 note and up, and all of her currency was bagged by silver from a $1 note up. Now, you hear all of these people who are making thousands and even tens of thousands of dollars on the internet talking about gold and silver and investment and all. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad was talking about this in the 50s, the 60s, the 70s. And we have proof of it because I played clips of it. And none of them uttered a word about this because they thought America was unstoppable. They thought the dollar would never be challenged. But now they have to think again because we've entered a new day, a new time. This is the manifestation of God's will. You don't want to hear that, but this is true. This is the resurrection of the dead. This is the vindication of the saints. This is the removal of the old world and the ushering in of the new world. This is the redemption of the masses of God people who have been held down in the muck and mire of society. So God now returns the favor to those who have exploited them the most. Have you ever noticed that the people in Europe and in America, these Western nations, but especially like the Dutch, the British, America, and so on, those who have benefited the most from the mass slaughter and murder of blacks and the exploitation of blacks are the ones who are suffering the most? Look at Italy, a basket case. Look at Greece. We don't even have to talk about the stolen legacy. A basket case. All of them who have exploited us are now going bankrupt, going belly up. And there's a great divide in their nations today. This is justice. This is the redemption. This is the breaking of Jacob's power. This is part of the resurrection. There must be something so great. If you depend on this white man for this and for that, God has to remove those crutches and force you to yourself. This is what we're watching. If the white man can no longer give you a Bentley, if the white man can't finance your home, can't give you food to eat, because he's struggling and he's trying to get, then you're going to be forced to look to your father's plumbers and let go all this foolishness and tricknology that this devil gives to you. So he's breaking America's power. He's breaking England's power. And their desperate desperation has set in. And they're doing what the prophets of old had predicted that they would do. They're not doing something out of the norm of prophecy. All you have to do is go look in the scriptures. And America and England and all of the Western terrorist nations are doing exactly what is going on. Well, I smiled a little bit earlier as the intro was coming on because I was skimming all the news that was going on. And I was seeing that Australia, of all nations, the penal colony for England, you know, Australia was a penal colony. New Zealand was a penal colony. America was a penal colony for England. As she branched out, this is where she put her lower class people at, in these nations here, right? But Australia reaches out to the white people in South Africa, talking about they may have to issue thousands of emergency visas to white farmers. Why the hell they ain't issue them to the blacks? Huh? If you so just, you watch the slaughter of tens of millions of black people over the years in that nation, and not once did you offer them the same that you're offering the so-called occupiers of those lands over there. You see this? But remember what Elijah Muhammad said. Australia's going to turn back to black, too. New Zealand is coming back to black, too. That's coming. That's in the makings right now. This white man is going to have to, as Muhammad said, he's going to have to go back to Europe or die. This is an ultimatum. This is non-negotiable. The terms have been set in stone. You either accept them or you reject them, and you don't have long to accept them because we're in a time that increasingly we're seeing the chaotic minds of the people being manifested. We're seeing the dissatisfaction of the people being manifested, and the dissatisfaction has reached unimaginable proportions, meaning that we are now living in a total change of things, not a partial change. You understand? We're looking. I don't think you understand this. This is why sometimes I get exasperated, because it's so clear, but I don't think some of you are wrapping your heads around what is taking place. We're not living in a change just in America. What we're living in is a universal change. That means that the old way of governance can no longer be a viable way of governance. The old way of finance can no longer be a viable way of finance. You understand? The old world order must die, and those who propagate it must die with it. I know that's harsh, but that's God's concept. That's not mine. Right? When you buck up against God, what does he do? He destroys you. Is that not right? He warns you, and then he destroys you if you keep on. They have had clear warnings ever since they've come on the planet Earth, and they have ignored all of them and have gone around the globe killing and murdering, and when it comes back on them, look at Tucker Carlson, and look at, what's his name, the InfoWar guy, what is it, the Jew lover, Alex Jones, and They all are talking about South Africa. South Africa is falling apart. South Africa, they weren't talking about this as long as the white people were able to exploit 74% of all of the arable farmland. As long as the white people were able to exploit the financial system. As long as the white people were in power, complete power. It wasn't falling apart. But now that the black people are wanting to correct the wrong, it's falling apart. And we must sanction them as we did with Zimbabwe. We must do this because this is white genocide. Get the hell out. The people say go. If you don't like what's going on, because that's not your land, get the hell out. You understand? Or suffer the consequences. So an ultimatum has been issued to them, whether they like it or not. This is an ultimatum that's not just confined to South Africa. This is an ultimatum in South America, Central America, North America, Africa, Asia, the Middle East. Get the hell out and go back to Europe or die. That is a divine ultimatum. I can't change it because God has ordained this. And that's why you're watching the world according to Yakub fold up, because it's a divine decree. God is after them. And no matter what they do, they can't get away from this. If I would have plotted it, maybe so. If you would have planned it, maybe so. But there's a hidden hand behind all of these things. And this hidden hand is the master strategizer. And do you notice every time America or England or the Western world or whatever have you think that they've made progress in something, it winds up being a stumbling block for their plans later on. You understand? And they wind up alienating more people than they thought that they were going to do. They wind up putting themselves in a greater bind. Think about this. I was talking about the situation in Syria for a long time and talking about how this is retribution to America for how she's done us. And the messenger said that was going to happen like this. He told them, Allah would have put hooks in their jaws and gather all the nations into the valley of Jehoshaphat. And there will he plead with them to let his people go. And even as America is cutting funding here for education, for health care, she says she's going to up $38 billion to Israel. Why? Why is Israel such a priority for America and not you? Because that is the lie that holds Christianity together. And if Israel is defeated, and if Israel is exposed, so too is Christianity exposed and defeated. So they have to put all of this into Israel, give them all of the latest weapons, let them slaughter millions of people and go and pretend like they're just at the UN. To keep the lie going, to try to perpetuate their filthy and blood-soaked religion called Christianity and Judaism. Right? The Jews don't follow Moses. If they did, why the hell they ain't call it Mosism? They follow Judah. You understand? Brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, what's going on today is something of tremendous proportions that is going to rock this world. Just the slightest miscalculation and movement will explode in the MENA area, Middle East, and it's beautiful that now all of these strategizers from Sputnik and Press TV and all of these, the National and all of these other things, they're using acronyms that they heard on this show first. But the MENA region must explode. The messengers say this is part of your salvation. We read it. Let's go to 170. And I have all these clips, but I want to talk to you because there's so much going on, okay? And all of this translates to your salvation. If you would only give an ear. But let's go to 170, 171, 172, okay? You can hear me turning the pages as I'm talking to you. Listen to this. The title of this chapter, and I've read it to you, but the title of this chapter is The Destruction and Fall. The destruction and fall of what? Why did he just leave it at that? The destruction and fall. Because it is the destruction and fall of every level of power that the Anglo world has exerted on everyone. It is the fall of America. It is her destruction. the decline and fall of England. It is her destruction. It is the decline and fall of Europe and NATO. It is their destruction. It is the total collapse of the white apparatus of power. So Muhammad says, the destruction and fall of the world that we have known is now without a doubt in process. When we refer to the world, what are we referring to, Elijah Muhammad? We are referring to the world of the white man, for the world of the black man has yet to come in. So now he's telling you exactly what I told you, that we are now at the crossroads of change. One world is folding up. One people is folding up. One order is folding up, and another one is set at its beginning. You understand? So he goes further and says, the world of the black man, by divine guidance, is now merging in on the old world of the white race. This makes the destruction and fall of the world of the white man imminent. So this explains the desperation you see in their incoherent policies that they're enacting. They jump here and jump there and pop here and pop there and make matters worse and continue to accumulate debt after debt after debt after debt after debt. And they have reached the climactic ceiling of debt. And when it explodes on them, all of them together, multiplied by 20,000, will not be able to carry the debt burden that is now on the back of this world. You understand? That's what is going on. That's what Elijah Muhammad is telling you. Right? And we can prove it because we got the clips. We can let you hear what this white man is saying about this. So listen, he says, here in America, we can see nothing but the fall of America. It is no secret. It is obvious to the eyes that are open. If we want to close our eyes and minds and claim that we do not see and understand, then we will be falling ourselves. So if you do not acknowledge truth when truth is presented to you and you shutter your eyes to it and turn away because your job this and your friends there and what you want over here and what you think you're going to have over there, then you're falling right along with the world that is falling, which is Yaqub's world order and America, the greatest pillar of power of the white world. So Muhammad goes further and says, this refusal to see is foolhardy. For regardless to how we may desire to see the old world stand, we do not have the power to stave off the destruction that causes the world of the white man to fall. So no matter if America and NATO multiply their weapons by 1,000, they just don't have the power to stop what God has ordained. Right? And he goes and says, the destruction and power that is bringing about the fall of the world of the white man is coming from Allah. In the past history of the world of the white man, there was never a time of destruction of his world like the present time. Why? Because we are now in a 60 to not exceed 70-year grace period. And when the grace period is up, and remember that according to contractual agreements, any time within the grace period, the person who issued the grace period has a right to cancel the whole agreement. Is that not right? And this is what God may do. He may just say, you know what? This is why the scriptures, this is why it's important that you read and understand the book of Daniels. Daniel tells you and gives you one of the clearest understandings of what is going on and what to expect in the judgment. The book of Daniels. Go study that book. But it goes further and says, it is useless for you to try to prevent the fall of the white man's world. There is no checking it. I thought you said you were talking about the Middle East. I thought you said you were talking about England and America. It's all in this chapter. But I like to read things in this context because I don't want anyone to say that I took anything out of context. And while we're on this road of truth, we're going to make little stops to talk about other things, but we're going to get to the matter at hand. You just have patience. If your feet hurting on this spiritual walk, I got some spiritual new balances to put on your feet, okay? Just be patient with your brother. Let's go a little further. He says, it is useless for you to try to prevent the fall of the white man's world. There is no checking it. The white race has not tried to do the right thing. And then Muhammad says, we ask the question, what is the right thing? Muhammad puts it in a simple word, justice. the doing of justice would have checked her fall. And then he does a reference in the Bible in Jeremiah. He's referring you to go look at something so that you can get a clear and better picture of what America and the white world is doing today, so that you can understand that God is justified in doing what he's doing. So he goes further and he says this, but America was never willing, and even at this hour, she is not willing to do justice by those whom she has mistreated. Is that not right? Right? If she would have done justice, there would be no need for a judgment. If the white world would have meted out justice, there would be no need for the scriptures to be passed down, for the prophets to talk about a day of judgment. Is that not right? Because the day of judgment comes because of the lack of justice that was given to the people. So he goes further and says, she has dealt injustice to her black once slaves for nearly 500 years that she has been in the Western Hemisphere. America has constantly burdened the poor black slave with every evil that she could imagine. Her evil scientists, who have invented more and more evil practices, have not been able to invent any more evil than that which they have already put out. Listen to this. I'm going to skip down to something because I know time is of the essence. I looked around and I saw the time limit. Brothers and sisters, if I don't get a chance to, because I thought the devil was going to mess with the show, so I only scheduled it for an hour. We may go over, so if we go over, please stay on your phones. Don't answer it. Don't click over, because if you do, it'll knock you off the air when the time limit is over, okay? So pay close attention. He says, I'm going to skip down because I'm trying to save time. He goes and says, America is falling. She is now losing the power and authority that she was enjoying in foreign lands. South Korea challenging her, right? Japan, the people of Japan and Okinawa. Do you know that most of the Okinawan islands are inhabited by U.S. military bases? Japan is roughly the size of California, and America has, in between 12 and 30-some military bases in Japan. She doesn't have that many in California. South Korea is roughly, I believe, a little bit smaller than the size of Alabama or something like that. And she has 30-some military bases there. In Syria, she is illegally occupying Syria and has about 20 military bases there. And Syria is the size of the state of Washington. You see, she's forcing herself upon the people. She's a whore. The Bible says, is that not what whores do? Huh? That's why the Bible gives her the title of the great whore. Because she's forcing herself on people who don't want her. And when they are not enticed by her bribery and her threats, she goes in and does the do with them anyhow, forces them, she rapes them. That's what a whore does. Right? She's definitely earned that title, the whore. Is that not right? And everywhere she's laid down in bed with these nations, we can see for ourselves that they're suffering from economic and geopolitical gonorrhea. She's burning the hell out of these civilizations, and no penicillin in sight. Is that not right? So, Muhammad says, America is falling. She is now losing the power and authority that she was enjoying in foreign lands. Her fall is very visible. Wherever her authority has been exercised, the people are now crying out in one voice, leave us, leave us. Americans go home to America. Stop right there. Is that not going on in Syria? Is that not going on in Iraq? What about Yemen? What about Somalia? What about the Horn of North Africa? What about Central America, South America? What about the Caribs? What about Asia? Even in Europe, they're saying the same thing. Huh? The citizens of the other countries are telling the American citizens, leave us. America no longer has friends. Look what's going on. Even her NATO allies are divided because they're saying, look, if she'll double across and backstab this, we've got to watch ourselves around her. This is why you see Turkey forging new alliances here and there outside of the political power of America, because they've been double-crossed. I told them that America would do this to them, and exactly what we spelled out on this show is happening right now. And this is why Turkey is in Syria. But if they would have listened to the Star Crescent report, maybe Erdogan wouldn't have had to lose so many troops. But anyway, I digress from that. Let's go further. So, it says, American England. See how he says that again? And look at what he said. Now we're at the point that I'm talking about. America and England deposited their little brother Israel on foreign soil, Palestine, which is Arab land. They deprived the Arabs of their own land and sent them into exile. Stop right there. What does he mean that England and America deposited Israel on foreign soil? Because Israel is a lie. Remember, brothers and sisters, in the scriptures, and I know for those of you who listen to the show, you're aware of I've already taught on this, but there are thousands of people who are listening that have not heard it. That's in the Bible. Esau and Jacob, right? The so-called, this parable about Esau and Jacob and his angel coming. And the angel was coming to bless Esau. But Jacob wanted the blessing. So Jacob hid and watched for the angel to appear. And when the angel appeared, Jacob grabbed the angel. And so many, he strong-armed the angel, right? And he wrestled with the angel all night, right? Is that not right? Go read the Bible. It's there. So the blessing wasn't for Jacob. It was for Esau. And he said, the angel said, let me go. The day is about to break. Let me go. And he said, not till you bless me. Not till you bless me. So the angel said, what is thy name? And he said, my name is Jacob. He said, thy name shall no longer be called Jacob. What is Jacob in Arabic? Yaqub. Right? He says, thy name shall no longer be called Jacob. Thy name shall be called Israel. So Israel got her blessings through what? Strong-arming the angel of God. So not only did he rob the person who was supposed to receive the blessings, meaning stole the birthright of a people who were supposed to receive those blessings, he robbed the angel of God, therefore he robbed God himself. Is that not right? And there was a day of requital, a day of judgment for that robbery. This is what's going on today. That's why Israel can't have peace, because she is a stain, a cancer in the Middle East. And this stain has the black man in America falling over the church pews, praying for Israel, when you are those sacred vessels who are kept in the true house of Israel, which is America. Those people over there are Khazaris, white people from the Caucasus, occupying, talking about they are Jews and chosen people. But you don't understand this. And this white man knows it, so he plays these games with you. So Muhammad says, America and England deposited their little brother, Israel. He's talking about those Caucasians from the Caucasus, from Khazari land. Go do your research. These people are something else. And I know the time is winding down, but remember what I told you. Don't click over. All right? Listen closely. Brother Rashid, I'll get you in a second. So, Muhammad goes further and says, they deprived the Arabs of their own land and sent them into exile. This injustice against the Arabs is now costing America the power and authority that she once exercised in the East. So, do you know that she's alienating everybody for Israel? Now, she's a NATO partner with Turkey, but she turns on Turkey for Israel. She's alienating all of her friends, allies, and enemies alike. This is constraining her power and put her in a very, I would say, peculiar or perilous situation that she is not able to get out of. And then, what was it, Pence, the vice president, and one of the top generals say, we would die for Israel. Yeah, we know it. You're going to die for them. Because that's what the judgment means. God's going to take you down because you are promoting this lie to keep black people suppressed in America and the aboriginal nation on its knees around the globe. And this won't stand, not in this day and time. So hell is being kindled in America and around America. And all across the globe, we're seeing the fall of all of the lies, all of the institutions, and all of the levels of power of the white world. So Muhammad says, she is on her way out of the Near East. Uh-oh. But she got 20 bases in Syria. She's putting more bases in Jordan. She's doing this in Iraq. that is just window dressing, black man and black woman. If God has ordained a thing, I don't care how much you try to prepare to destroy it. You can't overcome God. You understand? So he says, she is on her way out of the Near East. And that's why you see this stuff. Now, brothers and sisters, for a minute, for those of you who are listening, I'm reading Elijah Muhammad. I'm talking to you. I'm breaking this stuff down for you, okay? And I'm letting you see it in real life time. It, like the white man say, through actionable intelligence, meaning something that you can move on right here, that you can prove right now. I'm showing you these things. Why aren't the other people talking about this and breaking this down for you? Because Muhammad ain't just sitting in no pulpit talking about God's coming. He's telling you stuff about geopolitics. He's telling you stuff about economics. He's showing you how all of these things are tied in to your salvation and deliverance. Huh? She is on her way out of the Near East. This means bloodshed and plenty of it. What are you watching in the Middle East right now? In Syria, Somalia, Yemen, Iraq. Huh? Talk to me. Bloodshed, right? And plenty of it. This means that America is desperate. So he says, in the Near East, talking about the Middle East, North African region, there stands navies which are neither American nor British. So he's talking about Russia and Russia's allies. Because all of the other warships are France and America and all of the North Atlantic terrorist organizations. Those are the ones who have ships and warplanes there. So the people who are from out of that area who are there with the warship are Russia and his allies. He says, in the Near East, there stands navies which are neither American nor British. And I'm telling you, they have one specific purpose of why they... I don't care what they say on the news. I don't care what they're saying on the newspaper or on the Internet. Their prime objective, Muhammad says, they are there to drive America out. That's what they're there for. Because God has ordained that. Then he goes further and says... Now, you see how Muhammad is talking about these things that are going on over there and how soon you'll see how it's tied to your deliverance. Because if it wasn't, why the hell would he talk about it? He's the messenger of God. Huh? He doesn't talk empty words. All of his words are loaded with power and the backing of Almighty God. So he goes further and says, the skies over there are beginning to thicken with foreign planes carrying deadly weapons, guns, and bombs. What's happening over there? Huh? Some people say China is flying planes in there, giving weaponry to the Syrian and the Iranian forces and Hezbollah on the ground. We know that Russia has deployed her, what is it, her fifth-generation warplane, the PAKFA, or the, what is it, I forget the other term, the Western term for it, but anyway, they've deployed more of those over there to counteract any F-22s or F-35s of American warplanes over there. Muhammad said that. The skies over there are beginning to thicken with foreign planes. He didn't say domestic planes. Foreign. So the planes over there that are crowding the skies are not from the region. So he says, they will not be satisfied as long as Israel is in Palestine. See, now he talks about what's going on. Then he goes right back to American England talking about Israel and Palestine. That's the core issue there. Why? Because that's the core issue for you and I. So he goes further and says, the ball has come to a bursting point. And what did the Russian general say after America threatened the bomb and France and England threatened to bomb Syrian forces in Damascus? Russia said, if you do, you must remember that our forces are all over there, and we will not only target the missiles that are launched, we will target the missile launchers, meaning the aircrafts and the warplanes and the naval carriers out there in the waters. What did he say? The ball has come to a bursting point. We are in a troubled world. We are in a world that is now erupting. Now listen to what he said. Now he talks about this geopolitics, and listen to how he transitions right to you. Talks about Israel and Palestine. Talks about the Middle East. He talks about Russia and China and America and NATO. Now listen to how he transitions right back to you. Black man, who was once a slave in America, you have a way of escape. The way out is not on your own terms, though. It is on the condition that you submit to Allah and come follow me. This is the only way out. Some of you, well, I'm going to go be a black nationalist. I'm going to go join this. That's not the way out. You got one door. One door. You can choose to go out there, or you can try to cut a hole through the walls. Right? But why would you make things complicated when you can go through the door? While the house is on fire, you can get out. So he says, this is the only way out. I am the door, and I have the key to your salvation. Rejected and die. So now we have what's going on with you and I and our way out of what's going on in the Middle East. Then he transitions right back to a geopolitics. And Rashid, keep your hand up, brother. I'm going to get you in a minute. I want to just finish this thought. And then not only did he talk about the Middle East, but he's going to talk about Europe. Then he's going to talk about Asia. Listen. And you'll see that all of this is prophecy. And it is in the chapter called The Destruction and Fall. It's throughout these books, but you never looked at it that way because you didn't have the deep insight or understanding. All praise is due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I thank Allah every day for having a good brother like Saladin to teach me what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad truly taught to people without putting all these blinders up and trying to make yourself look good. And the only thing he required of me, he said, brother, give it the exact way you got it. Don't add yourself into it. Don't try to fancy it up, because when you do that, you make it other than what God gave us. I thank Allah for that brother all the time, and I'm going to always give credit to that brother. You know, he's a warrior to the end. But let's go further. He says, Muhammad says, we are in a world that is falling. It will soon be going up in flames. In Berlin, Germany, the Cold War between East and West will soon erupt into a hot war. Listen to this. Good. On one of the last live shows, I told you, and I was telling y'all about what was going on in Berlin and how Berlin is divided and how they're fighting each other and how they're protesting all of this. They could barely even get a government accord together because you got some pulling east and some pulling west. And Germany is the core of the European Union because they are the largest manufacturer, the largest importer, the largest exporter, and the largest economy of the European Union. So Muhammad says, there's a cold war there. There's a war going there, but it's going to turn hot. And he said, it will never be settled in peace. East and West Germany must and will fight it out with all of the deadly weapons that the war scientists have planned and perfected for the final showdown. Stop right there. When the Berlin Wall came down without a shot being fired, the white man thought he beat prophecy. The white man thought he beat prophecy. And he celebrated. Without one shot being fired, the Berlin Wall came down, and we reunified Germany. Broke all his promises to everybody that he made, so that he can have the illusion that he beat prophecy. Right? And now all of this stuff is festering in today. But the Quran tells us about Gog and Magog, and how God would remove that curtain, that veil. The Quran says a curtain. God would remove that curtain which divided Gog and Magog. Reagan didn't do it and Gorbachev didn't do it. It was Allah who removed that curtain because the scriptures had already told us that Allah would remove that curtain or that veil that kept Gog and Magog at bay against each other. And then they would sally forth against one another, reducing the world to a veritable hell. What are you looking at today since America has been unhinged? Look around the world and look here within America herself and tell me whether or not scripture is being fulfilled. Huh? Talk back to your brother, 347-989-0855. So Muhammad goes further and says, you do not have to worry too much about whether or not America is coming out of Asia. Certainly America is coming out of Asia. The odds are against her staying there. But I thought the Supreme Command of the Navy of the U.S. said we'll be there indefinitely for decades to come. I don't care what they're saying. The scripture said they're coming out, so they're coming their behinds out. That false bravado, that imperial lingo, throw it in the trash can with the dollar. You understand? Let me go to the phone lines, all brothers and sisters. My good brother Rashid, let me say unto you, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, brother. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I hear you very well.
Brother, all that you're talking about, it just shows you how powerful the God is. You see?
Yes, sir.
The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, to our people and to the average person, they thought he was nobody. But what he got revealed to him, it's telling you everything that's happening today. So he had to be taught by somebody, right?
That's right.
I often say that the old prophets, it's like what they taught is like somebody in a valley on a mountain. They taught something that's happening way in the future, right? But
mm-hmm.
now with Elijah Muhammad, they're watching a person driving down the road from maybe 10 to 15 miles away. But the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is sitting right next to the man that's driving the vehicle. He knows exactly where it's going. It shows
that's
you
right.
the power, right? It shows you how.
Right.
I remember Brother Charles telling me that the people at UCLA, they had black people at UCLA, were so dumb that they didn't know that Egypt was in Africa. I mean, you see all them big old statues, right? With wide noses and big lips. And the white man come along and tell them they're white people, and they go for it. But the Elijah Muhammad's teaching is to make, I mean, the black man was dumb. I mean, dumb. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's teaching come along and got dumb people like us able to rationalize and see and plot out what's happening in the future.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things that we are saying right now, like your brother Saladin told you and my brother's on the East Coast, West Coast told me, they told us these in the things in the 70s.
Yeah.
And in the 80s. And they're happening right now. That shows you the power of the God of Elijah Muhammad. I mean, he
yeah.
had to be somebody. The rest of the world didn't know what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
It shows you that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad indeed was the last messenger of Allah sent just prior to the destruction of this world.
You better believe.
That's a beautiful thing, though.
Very beautiful. Well, I think it's love. Very beautiful, Brother Rashid. Very beautiful. Let me tell y'all something, brothers and sisters. We are, again, watching the collapse of Yaku's world. This is the folding up of it. This is it. They know it. Listen, when a person has been on top or been the number one fighter for so long, sometimes they outstay their reign. And because they're addicted to the adulations and the claps and the applause and the credit, they get addicted to it. So they don't know how to retire gracefully, right? And so they stay in the ring too long, and they go up against a young lion that not only dissects them but demolishes them, right? This is what America has done. She stayed in a position too long, and she's desperate. She is high on the adulation. Oh, America's the most powerful nation on earth. Oh, America's 10, 20, 30 years ahead of any peer rival. Oh, America has this. America. She is still feeding off of that when the nations have already caught up with her. She's still drunk. That's what alcoholics do. That's what crackheads do. She is a crackhead nation because she cannot fathom the idea that there's other nations that have now caught up to her and no longer will be bullied. This is what God said, that he would feed her flesh as if it was sweet wine. She's drunk because she liked to make you drunk. God has now made her drunk on hubris and arrogance, and this is a part of her downfall. She has spread her tentacles around the world and brought nations to their knees, and now God is after her to bring her to her knees. In closing, we go to chapter 47, Fall of America, and I'm only going to read a couple paragraphs. This is in closing, because we're watching the world according to Yaku fold up. The chapter is titled America's Dreaded Destiny, and America, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says concerning her, America and her people have been here, according to history, since a few years after Columbus, the explorer. She conquered the aboriginal Red Indians, the original owners of the land, whom she found here and took it for a home for herself and kind. She has continued conquering until her conquering power has gone around the earth, affecting every civilized nation submission to her will. She was successful in forcing other peoples to bow to her will, whether they liked it or not. Isn't that what she's still trying to do around the world? We're going to sanction this nation since they don't want to come in line with, listen to what this white man said, arrogance, the international order, the international consensus, the international population. Man, that's euphemism for white people. Now, I want you to, I'm going to finish reading this, but I want you to think about this. White people don't even make up a third of the population of the earth. If you add all of them together, they don't even make up a third. Yet they always talk the international community. What they're talking about is America, Canada, and Europe. They count them as first world nations. Russia, even though Russia is part European, it's part Asian, so they count Russia as a second world nation. And they count China as a third world nation in Africa, and the rest of the nations as fourth world nations. Is that not arrogance in itself? To ignore 7 or 8, close to 8 billion people for the desire of 300, 400, or 500 million people who have conquered the world with the barrel of the gun. That's madness. This has to be removed. So Muhammad said, she was successful in forcing other people to bow to her will, whether they liked it or not. Now, it is the hand of God, which is after America, to force her into submission, a hand from which we have no defenses, as it is written and prophesied in the Bible under the name of Babylon. Jeremiah 51:25, behold, I am against thee, O destroying mountain. Look what the scriptures called America. A destroying mountain. Why? It's talking about the government of America. Everywhere it goes, it destroys. Is that not right? We're going to liberate Libya. Look at Libya today. We're going to liberate Somalia. Look at Somalia. We're going to liberate Yemen. Look at Yemen. We're going to liberate from the tyrant Assad. See, we're going to give Syria democracy. Look at Syria. Look at Iraq. Huh? Everywhere she goes, she destroys. So the scripture says, behold, I am against thee, O destroying mountain, saith the Lord, which destroyeth all the earth. And I will stretch out mine hand upon thee and roll thee down from the rocks and will make thee a burnt mountain. See, you destroyed everything, now God's going to burn you up. He says, in closing, Jeremiah 51:53, though Babylon should mount up to heaven, and though she should fortify the height of her strength, yet from me shall spoilers come unto her, saith the Lord. Look at the nations now uniting against America. Look at the nations now going against the dollar. Look at the nations now calling America's lies out internationally. This was not the diplomatic norm 40 years ago, but it's the norm today because we're in that 60 to not exceed 70-year grace period, and God is exposing the man of sin and bringing this world to an abrupt conclusion. Brothers and sisters, with an undying love and passion for the liberation, the upliftment, and the redemption of 68 million of our kind, first here in America, then the billions around the world, know that your brother Rashid Muhammad loves you with so much love. I love you to life, not to death. But the love that I have for you pales in comparison to the love that my God, my Redeemer, and my Savior, Master Farad Muhammad, to whom all holy praises are due, his messenger, the last and the greatest of the messengers of God, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, and that mighty, mighty, mighty nation of Islam has for you. Until we next meet again, brothers and sisters, stay true, stay real, but above all things, stay righteous. As-salamu alaykum.
For information on our next show, please visit trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com and click on the Blog Talk Radio button. Until we converse again, always remember, no matter how low society may have rendered you, the wisdom of the one true God will lift you on high. May God bless and keep you. The Star and Crescent Report was created and directed by Rashid Muhammad, produced by Nicole Muhammad, and hosted by Rashid Hiram, 1555 Muhammad. Have a blessed day.
That I like the moon I miss. Day to day, the rosy.